This is an authentic ID card from World War II. Every British person had to carry one and produce it on demand to police officers and soldiers. But this mandatory ID scheme didn't last long. People got sick of the authoritarian nature of producing papers, and they protested against them, ripping them up, setting fire to them, and eventually, Churchill's government scrapped them in 1952. Then, Tony Blair tried to bring them back.
We think it is legitimate and right in this day and age to ask people to carry identity cards.
But he failed.
Within 100 days, we believe we can scrap the ID cards.
Now we face an even bigger threat. 1 year ago, the government told us that we would never get a digital ID system. It wasn't even in the Labour Party manifesto. But Keir Starmer recently told his cabinet and the media that he is considering plans for a mandatory digital ID scheme after influential Labour think tanks, including the Tony Blair Institute, piled on the pressure.
Digital ID will make our interactions with each other and with the state faster, cheaper, and more reliable.
But I think that 20 years or so on, a couple of decades on, people are looking differently about the idea of digital, then cards, probably more digital ID now.
And last week, the new Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, confirmed her support for digital ID.
My long-term personal political view has always been in favour of ID cards.
No one voted for digital ID, and the government has no clear mandate to implement one. Yet now we're on the brink of having every adult in the UK forced into a digital ID scheme, inserting the state into our everyday lives. A digital ID is much different to a physical ID. They facilitate the collection of vast quantities of personal information into population-wide databases, which can be amalgamated, searched, and analyzed to monitor, track, and profile us all. So, what does the public think?
Sounds pretty Orwellian to me, so I think keep it away.
There's so many things that they are trying to make us scared of. You know, it's control under the guise of safety, and I'm not quite sure I agree with that. I don't know if I want my child's information on a piece of card where somebody else can get hold of it.
I think it's wrong in as much as we get these people coming over on boats who have no ID and they're getting put up with no information whatsoever.
So does that mean we should all have one?
No, because like I say, we've already got ours. We've got all my national insurance numbers and all that lot, you know what I mean? So
this is not accessible to many people. I guess the homeless community would struggle more with digital ID.
Do you think the government would do a good job of keeping the data secure and safe?
No.
No?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not at all.
Breaking news, because it has been revealed that the personal details of UK special forces and spies were included in the huge data leak.
Secret agents from the GCHQ department tasked with stopping ransomware attacks say they're dealing with at least one incident every day.
At the time of the hack, the information that they held was the names and addresses of all of those who registered to vote between the years of 2014 and 2022, including those not on the public register.
They haven't been doing a very good job for the first time around, so yeah. They're going to start them doing it now. So, you know, it's just another form of sort of control, basically.
Idea would be every adult needs to present a digital ID card on their phone or a computer to show who they are when they get a job or try to migrate, that sort of thing.
I feel like it's a slippery slope.
Okay.
I think that's my guess. I mean, I would have to look into the specifics of it, but I feel like it could be, the end might not be what's intended.
We've released a groundbreaking report that takes a deep dive into digital ID. Checkpoint Britain, the dangers of digital ID and why privacy must be protected. At their worst, digital ID systems can enable population-wide surveillance, curb civil liberties, predict and shape people's decisions, or be abused for the tracking and targeting of marginalized groups. Independent polling commissioned by us through YouGov reveals a clear majority of the British public, 63%, do not trust the government to protect the vast amounts of personal information collected in digital ID schemes. And there was little evidence to prove that a digital ID system would deter illegal immigration or employment fraud. It would instead burden law-abiding citizens and businesses. We need to make sure that we're on the front foot, building up the biggest campaign possible ahead of any government announcement on digital ID. But we are only as strong as the support we receive. Before Christmas, we're ramping up our campaign efforts with planned actions, and we set a goal to reach 2,000 Big Brother Watch supporters. We've also set up a petition and are now at 90,000 signatures. When we reach 100,000, we will take the petition to 10 Downing Street to deliver your message to the Prime Minister. You can find the links to donate and sign our petition in the description below. If you enjoyed the video, please remember to give it a like and subscribe to our channel. Thank you for taking action.